Experts predicting smaller income for farmers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Analysts say this year could bring higher production for U.S. farmers, but lower prices and incomes. Gary Crawford has more.
I hope all of you leave this forum not only optimistic about 2012, but also extraordinarily proud of American agriculture.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack opening up the USDA's annual Outlook Forum. None of the scores of speakers at the two-day event predicted disaster or anything like that, but most did predict that U.S. farmers would not do as well as they did this past year when they set records for commodity prices, income, exports. And on that last subject,
2012 should be another good year for U.S. agricultural exports.
But Agriculture Department Chief Economist Joe Glauber told the audience that this export year will be a step down from this past year's huge record-setting performance.
Exports are forecast to be the second highest on record at $131 billion. That's down about $1 billion from the November forecast.
And down about $5 billion from this past year.
But again, still second highest on record.
Glauber said the export downturn will come mostly from more competition from other countries because the world is responding to last season's very high prices and is expected to plant more. Also, U.S. farmers are expected to respond likewise this spring.
We're expecting most of the increase in area in the United States to be in corn and wheat.
USDA analyst Ed Allen.
The winter wheat's already planted. We expect a lot less prevented planting in the springtime. So the wheat acre increase is pretty significant.
An increase of about 3.5 million acres up to 58 million. Now for the corn versus soybean acre battle that seems to occur every year.
It appears more profitable to produce corn, so the corn acres are likely to go up, whereas we're saying that soybean acres are going to be relatively flat.
And according to Chief Economist Joe Glauber,
we're estimating corn plantings at about 94 million acres, the largest plantings since 1944.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.